Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today, my friends, I'm going to talk about a larger subject, broad-based subject of motivation in life and how we as different types of people become motivated to take the actions that we take. And to do this, I would like to make a predicated statement that says we many times pick the wrong type of motivation for our personalities to become successful. And by doing so, we don't accomplish the goals that we want to accomplish. Now, I've been motivating people for some 30 years to take action on real estate investing and to work on their financial security and so forth. And what I've found through 30 years of mentoring people one-on-one to start with for forever, and then classes, and then seminars, and then eventually hiring other people to do so, what I've come to believe is there's really two basic types of people. Now, before I go deep into that, I want to say that if you ask anybody if they're a type A or a type B personality, they're going to tell you, I'm a little of both. And the reality is there's probably some truth to that. The truth being there's certain aspects of your life, your type A personality, and other aspects of your life you might have picked up a type B approach to life. So let's define those for people that haven't heard me discuss this before. A type A personality, and I'm going to pick that one first because that's not my dominant personality, and so I can pick on it. A type A personality is somebody that has instantaneous gratification disease. What do I mean by that? They want what they want now. There's no waiting. There's no planning. There's no long-term approach to it. It's I want it, and I want it today. These people are constantly changing their mind about what they want, however. Because with a type A personality, what happens is whatever it is in front of them at that moment, that's what they want. So if they read a new book that says fitness is important, all they can talk to you about for the next 30 days is fitness. A week, 2 weeks, 30 days, but not much longer than that because they can't stick with anything. Type A personalities will act very quickly on anything, but will not stick very long with anything. It just doesn't work that way for their personality. They're easily distracted. Think about a small puppy or a small kitten, and it's that same kind of exuberance for life. They'll run around and chase their tail and do anything crazy you tell them to do. And if you put something in front of them, that'll distract them, and they'll go chase that for a while. But if you put something else in front of them, they'll chase that. And if one little puppy has something, the other puppy sees they have it, they want to get it because they want whatever everybody else has instead of just worrying about what they want. Now, they have a lot of belief systems that are tied to being a type A personality. One of the belief systems is if you throw enough mud on the wall, something has to stick. Now, what I mean by that is that they will try 1,000 things to get something to work. And to do this, they have to have another belief system, which I've always thought was a crazy belief system. In fact, I'm going to come back to it and go deeper into it later in the show. And that is the belief that failure is okay. And so they will start 1,000 different projects and fail at all of them, thinking that if just one of these work, that could be the secret to success. Now, there are thousands of gurus out there that write books, self-help books, because these kinds of people will buy those self-help books, because these kinds of people need that momentary stimulation to get them going. Because they have no internal stimulation to accomplish anything in life. Whatever external stimulation catches their attention, they're all over it. So they believe that failure is not a problem. Failure is just a series of steps you take to find something that isn't failure, is their approach to life. Type A people need change. My wife's a type A personality, and I'll leave the house. Now, you have to understand, I have a big house. And when you have a big expensive home, you buy big expensive furniture, and you don't buy just furniture, you buy a piece of furniture to fit that location in the house. And you design your house around these pieces of furniture. Yet I'd go away for a seminar and come back 2 days later and she would have rearranged the house. Moved pieces into places they did not work. Moved other pieces out into the garages to throw them away and bought brand new pieces because it is impossible for a type A personality to leave things the way they are. They constantly need change. That's the only way they survive. They lose their attention. They lose their motivation instantly if they're not constantly changing. So what is the other type of personality? The other type of personality is a type B personality. A type B personality is someone that has analysis paralysis. In other words, they won't take action. In fact, the one thing we know about a type B is that they won't take action on purpose. Now, there's two reasons why type Bs won't take action. Number one, a type B is never wrong. The reason they're never wrong is because they research everything to death before they take a step. And they've analyzed everything and they've planned everything so that they don't make a mistake and so that they don't fail. Now, the problem with that is they don't move very fast. And you can completely never fail your way to still a very unsuccessful life because you don't take any action. You don't get anything done. Type B personality's second reason they don't want to make a decision is because with every decision becomes a change. And a change requires action on their part. And they don't want to be active. They don't want to do anything. Type B personality. Three worst words for Christmas presents. A little assembly required. I don't want to put stuff together. I don't want to buy something that turns into a job. I want to think things through so that if I go buy something, it satiates the problem. I don't want to buy something that creates more activity and more decisions and more work and more study. I'd rather study it all up front and figure out the right thing to do the first time I try to do it. Instead of failing my way to success, I'm always willing to go through the door second in life. Now, being a B, I had to learn that once you've analyzed the heck out of something, you better take some quick action because things, good deals don't last. In life, things don't last forever. You have to make some decisions. However, you look at this situation, you see as a B, it's more important to never fail than it is to how fast you move. What's the logic there? Well, in finances, my rule number one is never lose money. Now, I know a lot of guys out there that are financial planners and financial consultants. They don't care if you lose money. They'll lose all your money for you. They don't care. And they'll tell you it's just the process. It's the way it works. Part of the game. You got to risk a little. You got to take risk to get ahead. And I'd say, no, I don't want to do all that. I want to limit the risk as low as I possibly can. And how do you limit the risk as low as you possibly can? By analyzing the situation before you go into it, figuring it out. And then once you go into it, taking very controlled, systematic, small steps. Once you take those small steps and get to where you need to be, then the second time you do the exact same thing, you can blow right through it. Because unlike the type A who jumped at whatever it was they were doing, they never really learned how to do it. They just jumped at it. And if they ever did hit a success, they don't know how to replicate it because they just jumped at it. They don't know the variables that were actually contained in the success. And so they could try the same thing a second time and fail. And I've seen type A's do that. They'll have one big win, then the next one's a total loss. And they totally get wiped out. Just like they had been wiped out and wiped out and wiped out, and then they got lucky. They also can get lucky and be successful, and the very next deal get wiped out. This is The Challenger. When we come back, we'll talk about how to motivate these people.
Now, from the files of Del Wamsley.
I do want to make this point to everybody out there, all right? This poor lady signed up for one of these stupid stock trading courses. Do you understand that trading stocks on a daily basis like this is really nothing but gambling? You might as well sign up for how to cut cards or how to play cards because it's just insane. You're going to lose. The odds are against you. It isn't going to work. And you know what? I want to add this to it. And so is every other real estate course out there that has to do with flipping and wholesaling and working your butt off and busting your butt and taking advantage of people and selling stuff too high and buying it too low and ripping people off. Guys, we're not doing any of that. We're buying assets that make us passive streams of income.
We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Walmsley on the economy and politics.
What happens if the economy turns around and goes back down now the Democrats are in power, or inflation becomes rampant and all of a sudden it becomes very difficult to do business? I was listening to an economist the other day and he pulled out this chart of GDP. He said, look, here's what I want you to do. He said, tell me anywhere from 1950 to 2021 where the Democrats took power and where the Republicans took power. He said, point it out for me. And the truth of the matter is you can't tell.
If you're sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what the politicians are going to do, or waiting to see what the economy is going to do, if you're trying to predict the future, stop. Politicians and the economy have no bearing on your success or failure. Only you do. Register for the next live online free workshop. We'll unfold the map to retirement in 5 years or less, regardless of what's going on in the world. It's the same proven strategies we've been using for 30 years through every political party and economic cycle you can think of. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today we're talking about how to motivate someone, and we're talking about the fact that there's really two types of personalities. The type A personality, which is an instantaneously gratificationally diseased individual that wants something for nothing, and they want it now, right this second, and with very little effort put in. And or you have a type B personality who has analysis paralysis, who doesn't want to take action, who's very leery about almost everything that they look into, and are very slow to take action. When you look at this, one of the things you have to understand here is that there are really two different types of motivation in life. One type is something called motivation, and the other type is inspiration. Now, I looked up the definitions of these, and I'll read the definition to you. It says, motivation refers to the process of stimulating someone to act in a definite way to achieve a goal, whereas inspiration is defined as the act of influencing people mentally and emotionally to do something creative. Another way to look at it is motivation is external to you. Inspiration is internal to you. Motivation is pushing you to do something, and inspiration is pulling you to do something. As a type B, I can remember when I was a kid, I hated coaches. I hated them screaming in my ear, one more push-up, one more sit-up, one more this, one more that. Do it, work harder, study, do this, do that, do this. And it was annoying to me. I've never liked motivation. I've never liked other people trying to get me psyched up about stuff. I, on the other hand, are totally driven by inspiration. In other words, I have a deep core set of values that type A personalities probably don't have. And those deep core personality traits have driven me my entire life to believe in a certain few values. And I am value-driven as opposed to results-driven. I believe that you've got to do the right thing as much as you need to do the successful thing. I've always hated motivation. To me, motivation is like taking one of these little plastic ducks, toy ducks, and winding it up, setting it on the ground, letting it pop, 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 pop all over the place like a little toy, and then it runs into the wall, hits the wall, and falls down. The feet just keep kicking in the air. That's what I see when I see people that have been motivated. They'll read a book, or they'll go to a seminar, or they'll hear a speech, and they're crazy about something. Instantly, they're willing to do anything and everything they can possibly do. Run into walls. Don't open doors. Don't learn how to unlock the door. Don't learn how to go open the door. They would rather run into the door. In fact, some of them don't even use the door. They'll just run into the wall. Whereas a type B will go, running into wall probably hurts. Let's look for a door. Door, nice. Let's see if it works. No, it's locked. Let's figure out how to unlock it. Yes, let's unlock the door. Okay, now before we open the door, let's make sure there's not somebody on the other side that's going to shoot us.
very careful about every step along the way. But a type A, nah, boom. Let me try it again, boom. Let me try it again, boom. Fall on the ground, feet up in the air, start kicking air. Because that's what type A's do. They will give you 1,000% effort for about a week. And then they're lost all motivation. Now, if you talk to type A's, they'll tell you there is no such thing as inspiration. They will tell you there's no difference between inspiration and motivation because they don't understand the difference because they have no internal morals, no internal motivation to accomplish anything. You look at people that are overweight. There's no inspiration there to stay in shape. Now, they may get motivated to go on a diet. They may get motivated to go on an exercise program. It never lasts because it's not real, because it's not inspiration, not inspired. I was a little fat kid, 200 pounds in fourth grade. I saw people living a much higher quality of life that weren't fat. So I was inspired to change the way I live, to change the way I eat, to change the way I exercise, change my movements, change what I did. I was inspired to take those actions necessary to give me a higher quality of life. Hence, because it was inspired, I've been doing it my whole life, ever since fourth grade. To this day, I'm 65 years old, and I drag my butt out of bed at 5 o'clock or 5:30 in the morning, and I go ride the bike for an hour or two. And then I lift weights either right after that or later on in the afternoon after I've got all my stuff done I want to do for the day. I'll go back to the gym and lift weights. So it's 65 years of age. I'm still physically fit. Not because I'm reading a motivational book every week, not because I'm watching a motivational seminar, because I'm inspired to do it. I feel bad if I don't do the right thing because it's in me. It's pulling me, not pushing me. Now, type A's, they don't have that pull. I know a lot of people, I'll tell them, look, you got bad credit. Well, that motivated to fix it. I'll fix that bad credit. They fix the bad credit, but they still continue to spend their money like a madman or a mad woman. They buy stuff they don't need. Big, expensive cars they can't drive. Who needs a Ferrari in a city where you can't drive faster than 75 miles an hour? My pickup truck goes 0 to 60 in 5 seconds. It's a nice truck. I don't need something that goes 0 to 60 in 3 seconds. But they buy these things. I don't need a watch. I got a phone that's got the clock on it right now. I don't need a $25,000 or $50,000 watch, a Rolex or whatever expensive watch. Why do they do that? Because they're motivated to do that. Someone convinces them they need to do that. There is no amount of satisfaction that comes from having those types of things that can get you up in the morning and change your life. You have to get driven to want that. No one has an internal inspiration to want those kinds of things. That's strictly bling, 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 which is type A, type A, type A. Why do I bring all this up? I bring this up for two reasons. One, for yourself. You need to figure out how to motivate yourself. If you want to make a lasting change in your life, whether you're type A or type B, you need to find some inspiration. That's why at Lifestyles Unlimited, we have case studies. A case study is where we let other people of every single different type of race, religion, sex, nationality, get up on stage and show everything from single families, duplexes, fourplexes, multifamily, small apartments, and large apartments, syndications, and passive deals. We let these totally different kinds of people get up and tell about these totally different experiences so that you, sitting in the audience, can look up there and say, wow, that person's just like me, and look what they've done. And then, in the two-day, we show you how you can do it. You. Most people come out of the two-day and they say, Del, I thought you were talking directly to me. And that's internalized inspiration.
It's not just the money, it's the lifestyle. Here's Del Walmsley.
First day I went to Dallas, my gosh, there was 350 people in my first seminar there. It blew my mind. Then I realized there is pent-up desire for our product everywhere, for people that need help. They need to figure out how to retire. They need to figure out how to supplement their income. They need passive income. And they need motivational direction. And so Dallas took off. It just blew up, and all of a sudden, we were like double the size in no time at all.
And then after that, we had people complaining that we needed something down in San Antonio and Austin, so we opened up in San Antonio. Then we had people complaining it was too far to drive from Austin to go to San Antonio, so we opened up in Austin. We have people that started accumulating out on the West Coast, and Phoenix seemed to be a great place to buy, so everybody was buying in Phoenix, so we opened up in Phoenix. And then people accumulated on the East Coast, and Atlanta's kind of the central hub for the East Coast. So we have offices in all of these different places now. You just have to ask yourself, how did that happen? Now, that's just the office. The members, there's members in every state, 50 states in union, internationally also. We'll be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Everyone is asking, is it still a good time to invest in real estate?
We see no indication that for the foreseeable future, and even the unforeseeable future, no indication whatsoever that real estate is suddenly not going to be the best vehicle for creating wealth and passive income for your family. And so that would say that now is the time to get in. And we very rarely talk about this because we talk about cash flow. But now we're talking a little bit about capital gains and what the future brings in that property. Because it's real. At the end of the day, you have all your cash flow, but you've got this nice capital gain when you sell. And the inflation that we see and the reasons for it are going to continue. And we're going to see great capital gains at the end of the line when we sell these properties.
Get in on the next free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. Today we're talking about the difference between motivation and inspiration. I have a quote here. This quote is from Sam Taggart. And by the way, I have no idea who Sam Taggart is, so look it up. But it's very pertinent. It says, motivation is a push factor. It's the outside force that is compelling you to take action, even if you don't necessarily want to. Now think about this. Do you want to be motivated to do something you don't want to do? Motivation is pushing you to do something. Even if you don't want to do it, it's pushing you. Do you really want to be a person that is allowed to be controlled and manipulated by the outside world? To be told what to do and motivated to do it? Even if those actions are not the most beneficial thing for you? Like people motivate you to put your money in your 401k. Yet that isn't going to make you rich. It's not the best decision you can make. People motivate you to pay your house off in full. That's not the best decision you can make. Instead, you should be inspired to make great financial decisions that lead to success. It goes on and says, it's an outside force that is compelling you to take action, even if you don't necessarily want to. Inspiration, on the other hand, is more of a pull or driving force. It's something that comes from within. It gets us to proactively give our best effort. In other words, we want to succeed instead of just being forced to succeed. When someone is inspired, they're with you for the long haul. Someone who is motivated is only there until the motivation wears off. I think that sums it up, guys. That is what it's all about right there. Would you want your wife to be motivated to marry you because you have money? And then when the money goes away, you're singing the song, would you love me if I picked you up on a bus? There's a song out there, actually, that's the wording. Would you love me if I picked you up on a bus? And you would find out no. Or how about the other saying? Honey, you know I'm a rich, successful guy, but if I lost all my money, would you still be with me? And the wife goes, or would you still love me? And the wife goes, of course I'd love you, honey. I'd always love you. I'd miss you, but I'd still love you. Do you really want a wife or a husband, a spouse that's motivated? Like the husband who's motivated when you're a 21-year-old cutie, 24 or 5-year-old hottie? Then he marries you at 30, you have a couple babies, and by 40, you're not the woman you used to be, physically, structurally. And all of a sudden he goes, man, I was motivated to fall in love with you with that hot body of yours. But now, that motivation is gone. I'm not inspired to stay with you the rest of our life. I'm not inspired to raise a family. No, I was motivated to fall in love with you. So do you really want your life controlled and manipulated by outside manipulations and motivations? Or would you rather be inspired to live a life that is driven by core values, by a core belief and direction you can follow for the rest of your life that has a destination that's pure and not contrived by someone else on the outside trying to motivate you to go that direction? If you'll notice when I do my radio show, very infrequently, very, very infrequently, do you ever hear me talk about my classes, my seminars? Because that would be motivation. Trying to tell you that, wow, if you come to this class, you're going to get something out of it. It's going to change your life. It's going to be unbelievable. That's motivation. You should act today. There's a special. If you don't act today, you know, you can't get this discount. There's a discount if you act today. That's motivation. Inspiration, on the other hand, is, hey, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. It's not how much money we make, although we make a lot. It's the quality of the life we have. And the quality of our life is made up by the core quality of decisions we make based on inspiration. The following an inspired feeling, an inspired belief system that leads us to where we need to be. That's the difference between true success and momentary completions of activities. Yes, they may be short-term successes, but in the long run, they're going to leave you empty. If you hop around from motivation to motivation, and by the way, let me give you some self-help commentary from different self-help people. Zig Ziglar used to say, people say motivation doesn't work because it just wears off. And Zig Ziglar said, yeah, taking a bath doesn't work because it just wears off. You have to take a bath every day. And truthfully, if you want to live by motivation, you have to read a motivational book every day when you get up. You've got to watch a motivational seminar. You got to listen to a motivational tape. And there are people, like I said, type A's, that need that everyday stimulation, that let's get up and beat it in the head. Let's get excited about life. Let's make it happen. Come on, we can do it. We can do it. We can do it. Come on, more. What can I do today? Something new. I need something new to talk about with that. Bah, 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 bah. That's type A personality. Where's type B personality? They go, hey, I know where I'm going. I'm researching what it takes to get there, and I'm taking the steps. Let's talk about nursery rhymes. Tortoise and the hare. The rabbit was all over the place. Crazy, partying, excited, knew it was the fastest. It was the best, claimed to be the fastest and the best. I know a lot of people like this. They claim to be the biggest, fastest, smartest, best of all. And then they fail. And the tortoise, do-de-do-do-de-do-do. And man, I'll tell you what, we've got a couple guys that are billionaires in our group. And they're type B's. They're do-de-do-do-de-do-do-de-do-do. Every time you talk to them, they never brag about anything. Every time you talk to them, yeah, I got five more places, five more apartment complexes, two more apartment complexes, one more apartment, 10 more. You never know what. Every time I ask, it's different. They're always doing something, but they're never bragging about it. They're not out screaming at the top of their lungs what they're doing and why it's important. They're not trying to drag a lot of other people along with them because they're not trying to motivate other people to control and manipulate them. People are out there trying to control and manipulate you. They're selling you something. They're selling you their dream because they want something from you. That's what motivation does. Whereas inspiration says, hey, just listen to your heart. Is your heart happy with a life of quiet desperation? I'm not telling you how to go fix it. I'm just asking you. This is inspiration. Are you inspired to do something more with your life? To have more success? To have more importance in this world? If you are, then you need to follow that internal clock that's saying to you, I need to change. I need to move this direction. I don't have to jump this second. I don't have to go crazy. I don't have to go get motivated and hyped up and take steroids and go out on the road and be something I'm not. No, I just got to realize where I'm going and be inspired to get there, to take the steps necessary. Sure, I can let people around me know what I'm doing. I just don't have to sell them on it.
I don't have to use up that excess energy. And type A personalities are constantly using up their energy to sell. Dun, 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 dun. You got to go, 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 go. That's what I couldn't stand about coaches. It's like, look, dude, I can do 5 more push-ups right now than I could yesterday and be better off. You want me to do 50 more and be so sore I can't move the next day and maybe tear a muscle or bruise a tendon or something, and then I'm out of the game. I don't want to be out of the game. I don't want to invest all my money in something and lose it all. I don't want to fail my way to success. Tony Robbins, another type A personality that all type A's love. Why? Because his theory is this: do something. Or more defined in his book as fire, ready, aim. Fire, ready, aim. Fire, ready, aim. Fire, figure out what you did wrong and adjust. Instead of figure out what to do right and then fire. And then reevaluate, figure out what to do better and fire. Seems like the same thing. There's a pause. There's a pause in between, a reevaluation period. But the difference between motivation and inspiration is that in motivation, the pause is after you make the mistake. In inspiration, the pause is before you take the action. It's that simple. Do you want to be a full-time success that takes pauses between activities to reevaluate the next step? Or do you want to be an up and down success and failure, up and down and up and down? Right now, if your wife won't let you go out and take the money, or your husband won't let you take the money out of your 401k or your house and go invest it, it's because you failed at something before this.
It's not just the money, it's the lifestyle. Here's Del Walmsley.
You can defer your taxes until your death. We call it the 5 D's of tax avoidance. Defer, 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 and die. And when you die, your family inherits your real estate with a stepped up basis as to whatever it's worth the day that they get it. Meaning I bought a property for $1 million. I've deferred taxes on it for 10 years. I now have only, let's say, $750,000 worth of value and $250,000 worth of deferred taxes. My family inherits it. The $250,000 worth of deferred taxes disappears. It's gone. They don't have to pay it. The capital gains from $1 million to $2 million disappears. They don't have to pay it. And they obtain the property at a $2 million tax base. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Lifestyles Unlimited member Kirby talks about his experience at the 2-day Financial Freedom Seminar.
2008 was my first full year as a financial advisor. 2009, stark contrast, my paychecks went down about 80%. I started looking for avenues to grow my wealth, grow my income. I found Lifestyles Unlimited. I joined in 2010. I started investing in both single family and multifamily. Between 2010 and 2015, I bought 5 houses. The 2-day class, they teach you to buy 4 houses to make your first $250,000. I bought 5 and I made about $60,000. Each. That was another $300,000 that I made because of real estate.
You've heard us and our members on the radio. Now join the Lifestyles Unlimited team in a city near you or online from the comfort of your own home for the Financial Freedom Seminar. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Use promo code 2022. Save 60% off the regular price, plus get a second year membership for free. Register now at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Limited seating, unlimited potential. Register today at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today we've been talking about the difference between inspiration and motivation. And I hope you've picked up a couple of points to summarize. And that is, number one, motivation is momentary. It's somebody in the outside world pushing you to believe something they want you to believe, pushing you hard enough to get you to take action they want you to take. That's motivation. And you say, well, I brought the motivation book myself. I bought it. Yeah, but that's because you're looking. You're looking and craving for ideas that you don't have because you have no core values. Now, inspiration comes from within. It's that drive. It's that pull that you have internally to accomplish what you want to accomplish in life. Say, well, Del, okay,
if I've always lived off of motivation and I've gone, you know, along with the belief, if you throw enough mud on the wall, something's got to stick. If I just keep trying new things until I find something that fits my personality or I'm lucky enough to succeed in, if that's my way, how do I change? Well, the key, my friend, is to start with the end in mind. Start with the question, why, not how. I want something in life. Why do I want it? I want more money. Why? Figure out why, not how. Once you figure out why, the how will arrive. It's when there's enough why, the how will appear. I'm pretty sure that's a Tony Robbins quote. It just really makes sense. If there's enough why, the how will appear. You always heard that saying, the teacher will appear when the student is ready. But if you don't have enough why, then there's no inspiration. You need internally to understand why you want more money. You need to internally understand why you want to be in shape. You need to understand internally why you want to be healthy. Why is it worth being healthy? Because I want to live long enough to see my grandkids? Because I want to walk my daughter down the aisle? There's got to be some why there. Otherwise, why not drink your brains out? Why not smoke yourself into oblivion? Why not eat until you're obese and can't even move? Why not? Life's about fun. It's all about instantaneous gratification disease, right? You got to have it now. You want it now. I don't care that it's not good for me. I want it. I have no reason to care. If I die tomorrow, hey, die young, leave a good-looking corpse. God, I remember how many times I heard that in my life. I'm going to die young and leave a good-looking corpse. Man, why do you want something? Now, if you can just pile up enough why and then just look around, the how will be there. But why? Why do you want money? Think about that. Why do you want money? I want money so I can buy more things. Why do you want more things? What will more things give you as far as a feeling? Well, if I have a bigger car, I'll feel more important. Oh, really? And what happens when somebody else gets a bigger or better car than you? Do you feel less important? What happened when that car becomes old? Do you feel less important? What happened when that style is 2 or 3 years old now and it's not the hip thing anymore? Do you feel less important? Is your importance really tied to a physical object? Whereas if your importance is tied to giving to other people, to your family, to your children, to your staff if you own a business, to your customers if you own a business, to your church, if you're religious, if your self-worth is based on giving, no one can take it away because you just keep giving. But if your self-worth is based on taking, what happens when you can't take anymore? What happens when somebody bigger and badder than you takes it all away from you? Are you nobody? Do you need to kill yourself? I know a lot of people, they lose their net worth and they kill themselves. Wow. That's what motivation can do for you. I'm motivated to kill myself. Think about that. I'm motivated to kill myself. I'm a failure. The world has motivated me to kill myself. That's motivation, guys. I've not found anybody yet that's inspired to kill themselves. Yes, I'm inspired to kill myself. I've been thinking about it for long periods of time, and there's a lot of good logical reasons why I should kill myself. There are good logical reasons why. Whereas inspiration would say, hey, I've got all these things that if life has been negative, I need to fix them. And that's a really good reason why I should become a good person, why I should change my financial habits, why I should get in shape, why I should stay healthy. A lot of really good reasons why I should do the right things in life. Instead of the short-term motivation to do what somebody else wants me to do because of their values. How about dyeing your hair? Think about that. What is the motivation? I'm 65 years old. I've been gray since I was 55. What is the motivation to dye your hair? What is the motivation to get plugs? What does that kind of motivation tell you? Is that based on good things? Or is that based on external motivations of bad things, of lack of self-worth for anything other than the amount of hair and the color of your hair? That seems to be a problem to me, if you truly want happiness. What is the benefit of having a lot of money if you're working 60, 70, 80 hours a week and you don't see your family, your kids, your relatives, your church? anything. You have all the money in the world. You have been motivated to make money, but you have no why. You have no inspiration to do good things with that money. And that, my friends, is the difference between motivation and inspiration. And believe you me, no matter what anybody else tells you, there is a difference.
Del Walmsley on how to live the lifestyle.
When you get to that point where you realize the dire need for people to have a job, and you understand the dire need for your product to be delivered to your customer, now you realize that you're supporting both. You're actually creating a way for these people to survive. So I have tenants. Tenants can't buy homes. They can't buy places to live. They are totally dependent on us producing clean, functional housing at a decent price. Likewise, my employees need money. And so they have the skill sets to provide the clean, functional housing in return for earning a wage. Now, I get paid because I figured out how to go get somebody else to lend me money to take risks and buy this business. I am taking the risk of hiring these people and knowing I have to pay them whether or not we make any money. I'm taking the risk that tenants will move in and maybe do damage or not pay. I'm taking all that risk. Yet, with the skill sets of understanding how to deal with that.
Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.